Who's got the on button?
Hello.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. The Committee on Finance and Tax will now come to order, please. Please call the roll.
Madam Chair.
Present.
Senator Brusso.
Here.
Senator Altman.
Here.
Senator Diaz de la Portilla. Senator Flores. Senator Margolis. Senator Simpson.
Here.
Senator Soto.
Present.
Quorum present, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, and welcome everyone. Please silence all electronic devices, and anyone who wishes to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to our administrative assistant. Should you elect to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. And let me just say that Senator De La Portilla is excused. Do you have anyone else? No. Senator Margolis also. Okay. All right, and with that, we're going to start with President Gates. Take up tab 1, CS for SB 160 on ad valorem tax exemption for deployed service members. You are recognized.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and thank you for hearing this bill. Current law provides that when we have a deployed service member who is a Florida resident, that portion of their property tax bill, which relates to the days that they are deployed, is forgiven. That's current law. What we have to do now in order to update that law and what this bill would do is to provide an additional list of approved deployments. In the bill itself or in the law itself, there are specific deployments that are listed. But as you can imagine, with our military active around the world, there are additional deployments. So there are 11 additional deployments that have come online since we passed that bill 2 years ago. And so what this bill would do, Madam Chair, is to provide an exemption to the application deadline in current law for 2016 by establishing a new June 1, 2016 deadline for eligible service members, and then allow these 11 deployments to be taken into account and used by property appraisers in providing an exemption. And that's the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. And Senators, any questions on the bill? Yes, Senator Soto.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is there any way we can amend this bill to automatically adopt deployments in the future, or is it something we'll have to continue to go back to do?
You're recognized.
Madam Chair. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Senator Soto. That's exactly the question that I had. And the answer is that we could authorize the Secretary of the Department of Military Affairs to recognize certain deployments or to give that person, that office holder, an opportunity to recognize deployments that meet certain criteria. But I would defer to Senator Altman, who chairs the Military Affairs Committee, as to the practicality of doing that or how he would want to proceed with that, because my guess is that would come under his jurisdiction first. So, Madam Chair, may I yield to Senator Altman?
Absolutely. Senator Altman?
Thank you, Senator Gates. Well, I think you get into a delegation of our sovereign authority.
Okay.
Once we pass a law saying whatever the federal government does, then we'll change our law, we're basically giving up our sovereign authority, and I think there's some constitutional issues as well as a few other issues that might. So we do that with our tax bill as well when we do our piggyback bill and the tax. That's one reason we just don't pass the bill and just simply delegate our authority to the federal government and change our laws as they change theirs. That would be kind of scary anyway. So,
thank you, Senator. Yes. Senator Brusso? What was it? What was the comment?
Oh, no, I'm waiting for the debate.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Anyone else have a question? Any further questions? Okay. Is there any debate on the bill? Oh, wait. Appearance forms. No appearance forms. Okay. Debate on the bill. Senator Brusso.
Thank you.
Mic on?
Yeah. It's not working, Madam Chair. I just wanted to commend President Gates and Chair Altman. I was fortunate enough to serve on the chairman's committee when we did the big GI Bill package and all the great initiatives. Florida truly is the friendliest state in the union when it comes to protecting our service members and making sure they're honored when they come home. And Mr. President, I know seems like a small bill to update it, but it's truly going to help so many military families around the state of Florida, and cannot wait to vote yes.
Yes.
I just, again, want to thank Senator Gates, and I think this may have been one of the issues that got passed over when the House left. More of the reasons why we had another wonderful issue that Senator Simpkins has a bill, the Gold Star family. We actually had an amendment on a military bill that died last year, too, when we lost our counterpart. So I just wanted to highlight, you've got two good bills now that are trying to quickly fix some serious problems that were overlooked in the last session. And thank you for doing it.
Further debate? Senator Soto, did you? I want to make a comment, too. I want to thank President Gates also. While I know that it can be problematic because of the delegation issues to make this happen automatically, I think the flip side of the coin is that it brings it to the forefront. It makes us think about the service. It makes us remember our servicemen and women and to appreciate what they have done for us and to make sure that they are not forgotten and they are treated so admirably. So thank you once again. And with that, please call. You recognize the close.
Only to say this, Madam Chair, thank you for everyone's comments. There is a recurring impact of $800,000 a year on the bill, and I should have mentioned that when I presented it. Thank you, ma'am.
All right, and with that, please call the roll on CS for SB 160.
Senator Altman?
Yes.
Senator Diaz de la Portilla? Senator Flores? Senator Margolis? Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Soto?
Yes.
Senator Abruzzo?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, Senators, CS for SB 160 is reported favorably. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right, and next we will take up tab 2, CS for SB 190, by Senator Hudson, Conservation Easements. Senator Hudson, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill would exempt perpetual conservation easements from having to apply annually for a tax exemption. This would apply until the property changes use, and that is the bill.
All right, thank you very much. Senators, questions on the bill? All right, there being no questions, are there appearance forms on the bill? There being none. Is there any debate on the bill? There being no debate on the bill, you recognize the close?
We have closed, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Please call the roll on CS for SB 190.
Senator Altman?
Yes.
Senator Diaz de la Portilla? Senator Flores? Senator Margolis? Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Soto?
Yes.
Senator Abruzzo?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes. All right, Senators, by your vote, SB 194, I'm ahead of myself here. CS for SB 190 on conservation easements is reported favorably. And with that, I'm going to turn the gavel over to our esteemed Vice Chair, Senator Abruzzo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, you are recognized to take up SB 194.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, Senators, thank you very much for this opportunity to present this bill. As you know, this pertains to CRAs, that's Community Redevelopment Trust Funds. Taxing authorities must annually appropriate money, dollars, to a redevelopment trust fund if they're located within a CRA. The CRA has a plan, and they use it to advance certain purposes of that area. There are exemptions that have already been built into our law, whereas certain taxing authorities do not have to contribute to the CRA, and they are things like a library district, a neighborhood improvement district, a metropolitan transportation district, a water management district, etc. What this bill would be to add hospital districts to the list of taxing authorities that are exempt from making an annual appropriation to redevelopment trust fund. And the thinking is that the reason why we have hospital districts is either to run a hospital, provide indigent care, build certain facilities for those who need health care. And that's not exactly what a CRA does. A CRA, as most of you are aware, was originally a design so that blight could be handled in an entire area. There are counties, and I'll use my own county because I'm much more familiar with my county. We have actually three hospital districts in my county, the largest number in the state. If you take the hospital district that is in the northern central part of my county, they actually pay into, covered by 12 CRAs at present. So sometimes we think of it just being in one particular city, there's one CRA, but you can remember these hospital districts can cover multiple jurisdictions with multiple CRAs, and that is the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Any questions on the bill? Seeing none, we do have one speaker card. Derek McGee, waving in support. We are on debate. Any debate? Madam Chair, you are recognized to close on your bill.
With that, I'll waive close.
Waive close. Please call the roll on SB 194.
Senator Altman?
Yes.
Senator Diaz de la Portilla? Senator Flores? Senator Margolis? Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Soto?
Yes.
Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. And with that, Madam Chair, SB 194 is reported as favorable.
You close it out.
You would like me to close it
out?
I'd like to close it out. Well, with that, great short committee. We did a lot of good work, and Senator Soto moves we rise.